It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, September 29th, 2021. Today is the birthday of English novelist Elizabeth Gaskell, born at Chelsea in 1810. She also wrote short stories and was the first biographer of Charlotte Bronte. Born Elizabeth Stevenson, she was the daughter of a Unitarian minister. When her mother died, she was brought up by a maternal aunt in the Cheshire village of Knutsford, in a kindly atmosphere of rural gentility that was already old-fashioned at the time. In 1832, she married William Gaskell, another Unitarian minister, and settled in the overcrowded, problem-ridden industrial city of Manchester, which remained her home for the rest of her life. The Gaskells had six children, of whom four daughters lived to adulthood, and the social and charitable obligations of a minister's wife claimed her time, but not all of her thoughts. She did not begin her literary career until middle life, when the death of her only son intensified her sense of community with the poor and her desire to give utterance to their agony, as she put it. Her first novel, Mary Barton, reflects the temper of Manchester in the late 1830s. It is the story of a working-class family in which the father, John Barton, lapses into bitter class hatred during cycles of depression and carries out a retaliatory murder at the behest of his trade union. Its timely appearance in the revolutionary year of 1848 brought the novel immediate success, and it won high praise from Charles Dickens and Thomas Carlyle. Dickens invited Mrs. Gaskell to contribute to his magazine, Household Words, where her next major work, Cranford, appeared in 1853. This social history of a gentler era, which describes without sentimentalizing or satirizing her girlhood village of Knutsford and the efforts of its shabby, genteel inhabitants to keep up appearances, has remained her most popular work. The conflict between Mrs. Gaskell's sympathetic understanding and the strictures of Victorian morality resulted in a mixed reception for her next social novel, Ruth, which appeared in 1853. It offered an alternative to a seduced girl's traditional progress to prostitution and finally to an early grave. Among the many friends attracted by Mrs. Gaskell was Charlotte Bronte, who died in 1855, and whose biography Charlotte's father, Patrick Bronte, urged her to write. The life of Charlotte Bronte from 1857, written with warm-hearted admiration, disposed of a mass of first-hand material with unforced narrative skill. It is at once a work of art and a well-documented interpretation of its subject. Among her later works, Sylvia's Lovers from 1863, dealing with the impact of the Napoleonic Wars upon simple people, is notable. Her last and longest work, Wives and Daughters, concerning the interlocking fortunes of three country families, is considered by many to be her finest. It was left unfinished at her death in 1865. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for September 29th, 2021. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.